And welcome back to Outside the Pizza Box, another slice of the Sedition Edition at Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. And yeah, let's get back to that, because I mean, there were a lot of people involved that made this thing turn into a deadly event and a criminal event. I mean, we heard the president. We heard Mo Brooks up there telling we're going to kick some ass, and Don Jr. Then they had a little party in the tent and they were watching it. And aides to the president said that he was smiling watching the stuff happen. And governor couldn't get any help from the National Guard. The mayor couldn't do anything. Nobody could do anything. And then we couldn't figure out why. Well, turns out that the Pentagon and the people that were just replaced by some of these cronies at Trump did the stand down. And that makes sense why those cops would walk away to the side. You know, they were probably told just don't get in any confrontations with them. Something was not right about inside the building where I watched officers move away so people could smash their way into the congressional hall.
You have to take into account those officers moved away to
save their lives, maybe.
To save their lives. I mean,
maybe.
There has been a couple quotes where the officers said, hey, these guys were here to hurt people.
Yeah.
And the cops were, you know, outnumbered. You hit on a really good point, though. The Maryland governor wanted to send his National Guard troops in to help. And he didn't get the authorization for
hours.
Hour and a half. I believe it was an hour and a half. The latest appointees in the Pentagon by Trump, you have to wonder. I'm not a conspiracy. I hate conspiracy right. theories. I think it's all going to come out in the wash eventually.
There ain't no conspiracy in the truth, right?
No, there's not. There's not.
And that's what I'm always trying to find. What is the truth that happened here? Because, like I said, I experienced it. Peaceful protests, 150,000 people that day. And nobody got hurt, or, you know, I'm sure people might have twisted their ankle and stuff like that. But, I mean, we know that the officer was killed with a fire extinguisher. One woman was shot by Capitol Police, which, yeah, it was kind of, but you know what, I'm going to tell you right now, had I done that at the Capitol in any rallies, I would expect maybe to get shot.
If I'm in the White House of the U.S. If I'm in the U.S. Capitol.
Yeah.
Trying to bust into the House chamber
mm-hmm.
with a mob behind me, I would fully expect to get shot.
Well, you could hear people saying, they've got guns, you know. They were pretty much, some of the people were backing away from the door. I don't think she thought she was going to get shot, obviously. Then there was somebody who fell from a scaffold to his death, the injuries caused to death. That's the one that really I haven't seen much written about. The other guy who tased himself, you see that?
Yeah.
Several times in the groin area while he was reaching to steal the portrait of Tip O'Neill. Well, that's kind of a funny thing, right? Because he kind of got it in the tip of you know where.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just ironic. And then the last woman was from Georgia, and she was carrying a Don't Tread on Me flag, and she was trampled. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of ironic, isn't it? I saw one of my friends come up with the clever one. Don't step on Sneck.
You know, it's hard.
It's hard to feel bad for him. I'm sorry.
It is, but there is the loss of life.
Yeah. No.
People shouldn't die, no matter what side you're on, unless, of course, you're trying to overthrow our government. And then maybe the death penalty after your trial.
And even the evil perpetrators, it's not like I'm seeking their death when I want justice, which is, you know, like prison and things, but not everybody's treated equally under the law, which gets me back to some of the rallies that happened leading up, you know, through this year. You know, Black Lives Matter, which is a movement about, you know, police violence against unarmed black people, right? And all my family is brown, man, so that, you know, they've already had their close encounters, my son has, and I've never agreed with anybody being treated like that, so it's kind of easy for me to talk about. But look at the Black Lives Matter rallies, when they got, when there was like destruction of property and nobody was killed in any of that action, which is, and of course, I'd never participate in anything like that. I've never, I don't even know people that think like that, okay? I understand some of the people who think and behave like that. But even in Kenosha, those, the people that lived there didn't do that to their neighborhood. There's people from other areas coming in, some black, some white, you know, just people that are like, believe in anarchy, I guess. They're the, you know, they're not Proud Boys. They're not Black Lives Matter. They're just people that are upset about what's going on in their life, some of that. And then when I was at the one of the rallies and marches for peace and justice in Kenosha after Jacob Blake Jr. was shot, there was no, you know, feeling of violence. It was, you know, it's always about love, and, you know, some of it's crying and some of it's laughing and a lot of good music and food and families marching together, diverse crowds, not, you know, just real people coming together. Throughout all these confrontations we had all summer long, you know, there were several people were shot and killed, right? Did anybody ever, you know, mention that it was all white guys shooting white guys?
I'm sure it's been documented.
I don't think so. I think we just documented it right now. It, you know, I know some of the stuff that's happened since then and since the election, I can't say for, but everybody that was shot and killed in any of those rallies was white guys getting shot by other white guys. Nobody ever talks about the white-on-white crime, right? And I'm just tired of people not standing up against this because, quite honestly, I know enough people of color are standing up against it. Why aren't more white people involved? I'm begging people to join organizations that would get you closer. And I'm guessing a lot of people just haven't had the same experiences in life that I had where, you know, I traveled, and I went to meet people that were different than me. That's what traveling's all about. Is nobody's different than any of us when you're talking about human beings, good human beings all over the place.
I find it very important to draw the distinction between, I think we mentioned this at the beginning of the show, between Black Lives Matter and the protests that happened surrounding Black Lives Matter, the shooting of black and brown people in our society versus what happened on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And the largest distinction between the two is what happened on Wednesday was centered around one man. What happened with all the other social justice protest was centered around a movement.
And based on lies.
Yeah.
A movement based on lies is Trump's movement.
Yeah. Okay. So the one man, yes, based on lies.
It's just, and for all these legislators, and we've got our favorites here in Wisconsin, right? The Trumpers, Tom Tiffany. Oh my God. You know, I've had encounters with Mr. Tiffany, and I think I ruined the tips of his shoes, I believe, and one trip to the bathroom. At least I hope I did. But if anybody looks Gestapo, it's him. He'd be like a major in the Gestapo. He's totally against protecting your environment. Why do we elect these people? I want some Republicans to call in, man. You know, because to me, it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or Republican. It's all about being truthful. And I mean, if we continue down the path we're on, we're not, you know, is it going to be a real nice place to be where everybody's worried about, I mean, I can't drive anywhere without feeling the pressure and the anger from other drivers. Just, you can't drive 5 miles over the speed limit. That's too slow. And we'll have a discussion on that. I got ideas about how we could correct all this. So I don't know if any legislators want to give me a call and I'll tell you some of my ideas about how we could improve the safety and quality of our driving on the roads. And not to mention fill in all the Scott holes in the process. Seriously, if we had cameras on our freeways just measuring people's speed and taking pictures of, and don't tell me you can't do it because Illinois has done it to me several times, okay? Not being able to figure out how to do the pay toll because it's COVID, and then they sent you a letter, and so your toll was $1.60, but the processing fee is $3, so you go through eight of them. Well, you can see how it gets up to $60-some, and then I didn't know how to pay it, and you can't pay it in person, and then it doubles. And come on, man, I'm old school, man. If I can't call somebody up or mail them a check or something, then, I mean, everything's just so, what?
You're scaring me with the...
I know. Running out of steam. No, I'm just letting steam off. So that way we don't say things that Crudy could be in trouble for owning the radio station for.
That's right. Can't get Crudy in trouble.
We're down to another break time?
We are.
Okay, come on back. Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM.
Hi, this is Dom from the Devil's Advocates inviting you to join us on Patreon.com. Patreon allows for our audience to access exclusive programming not available anywhere else and gives you the ability to directly support the greatest radio show ever. History's patrons have supported the works of Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, Monet, and now with your support, the Devil's Advocates. So please go to Patreon.com and search the Devil's Advocates to pick your subscription. That's Patreon.com and the Devil's Advocates, the greatest radio show ever.
Hey, it's Pizza Box Mike. I've got a show, Outside the Pizza Box. Be sure to listen on Saturdays at noon on Devil Radio. There is a reason why they won't let me on Facebook anymore.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Listen to what people are saying about Herbal Aspect.
I've tried like the CBD vape, I've smoked the sweet flower CBD, and I've tried CBD gummies, and those all relaxed me. Mm-hmm. They always left me wanting a little bit more, you know? But today I took one puff off my Delta 8 cartridge that I ordered from Herbal Aspect, and it gave me what I thought I was missing, that's for sure.
Check them out at herbalaspect.com.
Five Nines, your local single source IT solutions provider. Specializing in cloud technology, consulting, servers, networks, and hosting. We manage your IT so you can focus on running your business. Enjoy technology. Enjoy 59s.com.
Quit surfing the dial. You already found the greatest radio station ever, Devil Radio, on 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM.
Ah, welcome back to Outside the Pizza Box, Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Ah, Far East Mississippi.
I haven't heard this in years.
That's because it's from the 70s. That it wasn't like one of their top hits, but I think it is on the Ohio Players Gold album. That's where you find a lot of good hits on 70s albums. Ones that maybe didn't hit everybody, but just sounds like a guy that... relax, smoking a joint, chilling out, talking about how bad it is, but not getting too bummed out from it.
Can't be that bad. You're smoking a J.
Right.
Hey, we have Andy from Beaver Dam on the line. You want to talk to him?
Sure. Andy, welcome to the show. Thanks, brother.
Yeah, Mike. What tunes you're playing there? I got a couple of things. Not only Mr. Tiffany, but the freshman congressman from the 5th District, Mr. Fitzgerald there still felt like he had to obstruct the nominee, or the, not the nomination, what am I talking about?
The confirmation of the electoral votes, yeah.
Well, right, you know, he had to step in there and show, you know, well, yeah, you know, I think it was really terrible that, you know, we had this riot here, but, you know, he's still, it's really a problem with the gerrymandering situation as it is in Wisconsin. It's, there's not a level playing field, which there hasn't been since, 2011?
Correct.
So, you know, until we are able to overcome that situation where there's a balance, we're going to have to put up with these guys, and it's a bummer. But the other thing is, I can't believe, well, you're down in Dane County. Well, you're all over the place, but, you know, it's funny, when you get out of Dane County, I drove into Milwaukee yesterday, and, man, oh, man, the Trumpers are still out there with their signs and American flags, and you'd be going down 94 to Milwaukee, and you see all the signs are still hanging in there. You know, they're just, they can't conceive that Trump isn't going to be having a second term, you know, and it's get in touch with reality, folks. You know, we're going to try to get back to some degree of saneness. And I don't know.
You're right, Andy. You're right. And there is no sanity. Obviously, we need to be getting ready for this next round on the 17th or whatever. They're planning to go back to the Capitol and do the same thing again. They want to be there on Inauguration Day. This isn't over. I mean, which leads me to what's happening in social media. I mean, Trump gets banned from Twitter and Facebook. I mean, and so do some of the other far right, you know, groups that have been posting and individuals. But, you know, they're moving over to Parler and Rumble. Sounds like a all-star wrestling event. That's right into the Trump kind of thinking, right?
Rumble. I have not heard of that one
yet.
Rumble. Rumble.
Parler and Rumble.
Look out, Rumble. Here comes Jimmy K.
And they're advertising it, okay, on the radio. I mean, our local talent, righty, one of the worst, okay, that I've ever heard. Yeah, maybe you're listening. Dan Roseanne O'Donnell, you know, telling everybody, oh, I'm going to get kicked off the radio. You might not get kicked off. People might just stop turning you on because you're a psycho, dude. I mean, you're a former cop, and what, you support this movement, and yet, you know, a fellow officer was murdered by clowns that you inspire? What the hell's wrong with people like you? And same thing with, you know, so Dan O'Donnell and Rush Limbaugh, Limbaugh the Hut, are telling all the true believers to move over to Parler and Rumble where we're at, you know? And they're just dumping Facebook and Twitter, which is fine with me, because every time one of those clowns says something, I usually get kicked off for 30 days. Mm-hmm. For saying something like white trash or white bread. Ooh, that's some pretty hurtful statements, even though they're true or known and acceptable, I guess, in my culture. But you can't, I can't call out my white boys like that, huh?
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. I mean, what should we expect, and what do you think should be done right now to prevent this from happening the week of the inauguration?
Well, I mean, it's not like they don't have every precaution available to them in Washington to prevent an event like this. So that's probably going to happen, because they're already replacing Secret Service dudes that were loyal to Trump, and same with some of the, you know, when I talk about the Capitol Police or the involvement of somebody letting this happen, I don't mean the officers that were attacked by no means. I mean, you know, the chief, right. And, you know, I'd compare their chief to, you know, Chief David Irwin that we have here in Madison still. And I don't know why, you know, Evers doesn't have enough information on what that guy was a part of, and why would he still be our chief?
You know, another question is, what's being done here locally in Madison to protect the state capitol, the governor's mansion over at Maple Bluff, and other government buildings here? Because the rumor is, you know, it's not just Washington during the week of inauguration. It's going to be all over the country, and really focused in the states that turned the election. And we are one of those states.
Well, one of the encouraging things about this whole event was these were people from all over the country. Okay. So this was their main army, right? And so they were less focused on the state houses because they were all going to this event, right? I mean, I could feel how these people felt, because I felt driven to come to the Capitol every day for several years to keep the movement going, keep the people's movement going. But this isn't a people's movement that they're a part of. That's the sad part.
It's an It's a takeover of government.
Yeah, it's and taking over the government is taking over we the people. So it really doesn't make much sense. It's disastrous to say the least. But, you know, it keeps me going. Keeps us. I actually, you know, I kind of like the challenge that we're facing. You know, it gives us a reason to keep radio shows going. So, you know, guys like Crudy didn't waste his time and effort and money to try and open up an avenue to some rational thought, even though, you know, we're funny guys and sometimes you don't think we're rational or whatever. For the most part, yeah, we're trying to deal with the truth here.
Wisco Paul is here with us.
Wisco Paul, I know the man. What's happening?
Yeah, you sure do. We sat together when you were running for the Democratic chair for Wisconsin, and I'll never forget that night. It did turn out all right. So I've always liked you since. You know, a big step in the right direction, Pizza Box, these shows like yours and Devil Radio, and I hope people realize that way too much right radio in this state, and they're borderline. I guess you could say there's a lot of lying that goes on there, and it shouldn't stand. And so I listen to your show. I'm going to try to listen to your show every Saturday, Pizza Box, and hey, keep up the good work. And I'm just going to leave it at that. Have a great day.
Thanks, Paul. And I do remember that night in your district and how many people I knew in the audience that participated in all those rallies at the Capitol. And I think what I, you know, and I was sick, so I didn't pursue that much further. But my main goal in that was to bring up some of the ideas and some of the conversation about where Wisconsin should be going in a very progressive fashion. And I think that was well received by your district, and I think it is by everybody. When we stick to the issues and talk about what's important to all of us, like our environment, our health care, you know, fair wages, definitely workers' rights. I mean, come on, man. That's what I learned about as a kid, what a wonderful state Wisconsin was because of that socialist Milwaukee, you know, that created a community that worked for everybody for a while. But, you know, the only thing that stopped it from working permanently, I guess, was racism, is because there's no sense for what's happened here. But we got, you know, plenty of time to talk about it. These clowns aren't going to stop or go away anytime soon, right? I don't see it happening.
I don't see that happening anytime soon, no.
I'm really hoping for is that we get this COVID vaccination out and let's get this, you know, at least herd immunity for a year or two at time where we, you know, just like the flu shot, if you don't want to risk getting sick, then take the vaccination that we may have to take every year or two. But anything's better than what we just went through. And people aren't getting vaccinated. Here, we are all happy. Oh, yay, we got this going. And it's just not happening fast enough. And the reason why I want it to happen faster is so that I can get more involved inside the state houses again and feel safe about, you know, bringing in crowds to not protest, to demand change. Look, the people are the ones that have the platform now. Right, we've tried everything. We've tried moderate. We've tried extreme right. I know they say we've tried the extreme left socialism. It's never happened. We did have some, you know, socialist starts in this country, you know, which got us Medicare for all and, you know, got us labor rights. And also all those things have been taken away, and I want them back.
Are you optimistic about the Democrats having control of the U.S. government right now?
I'm more optimistic about the people being able to push them to where they need to go than if it was Trump or, Mitch McConnell. The turtle head's gone, man.
Yeah. Are you confident that the Progressive Party will advance their platform with the current administration coming up?
Not really. Not with Nancy Pelosi as the leader. But, you know, again, let's point out that more progressives won elections to get into the Congress, and more moderates lost this time. So don't blame us, man. Be on our side for once. And we'll see you next week on Outside the Pizza Box. Thanks, Jimmy K.
Thank you.
Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. See you next week.